A stranger with a gun came upon two teens taking pictures under a rising full moon. But violence is only the beginning of this story.
Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and I've spent my career talking about how lives are undone by violence. The Letter is a podcast about how lives are remade. Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's going on here?
Resistance is futile.
This,
indeed you are powerful,
is...
It's in my hand, Paul!
Fan Effect.
Have you ever wanted to come face-to-face with a Tyrannosaurus Rex? How about stare down a Stegosaurus? Starting this weekend at the USANA Health Sciences Amphitheater in West Valley City, you can get that chance. Well, bumper to bumper, if not face to face, when the Jurassic Quest drive-thru rolls or roars into town. USANA's parking lot will welcome a herd of animatronic dinos who are displayed in realistic scenes that allow guests to experience them roaring and moving in a unique coronavirus-safe experience. Families, fans, and pint-sized paleontologists alike will enjoy the audio tour featuring more than 70 moving and lifelike dinosaurs, as well as a 50-foot-long megalodon. That's a giant ancient shark, if you weren't aware of that. Guests will get to choose their own audio adventure featuring Safari Sarah, Dino Dustin, Captain Caleb, Prehistoric Nick, and Park Ranger Marty for the hour-long trip back in time to help visitors navigate the dino herd and learn little-known dino facts, packed with plenty of lighthearted humor to tickle funny bones of every age. Tickets for Jurassic Quest are just $49 per vehicle. That's a vehicle of 8 people or less, and available only at JurassicQuest.com. I am your Fan Effect host, Kellyanne Halverson, and today I am joined by Dino Dustin to talk about the Jurassic Quest drive-thru. Welcome, Dino Dustin. Thank you for taking the time to join us today. I understand you might like dinosaurs?
I actually do. I love dinosaurs a lot, and it's been exciting to work for Jurassic Quest to see, you know, all of our life-size, realistic dinosaurs just moving and set up in scenes that reflect their habitat. So it's a really cool experience to work every day.
Oh, that's awesome. So for listeners who might not be familiar of what Jurassic Quest is, can you give us a little bit of information about the program, your tour?
Absolutely. As mentioned before, Jurassic Quest is sort of a dinosaur exhibit. It's a drive-through. We have over 70 life-size dinosaurs that move, that roar, and they look realistic. So imagine just driving back in time into prehistoric times and seeing these animals in real life. And that's what our hope is when you drive through Jurassic Quest.
Oh, that's awesome. Now, these dinosaurs, they're not just like our cartoonish type dinosaurs, right? Jurassic Quest has done a lot of research in order to get these as lifelike as possible, correct?
That's right. We have worked hand in hand with paleontologists to make sure the dinosaurs that we have look as realistic as possible, meaning what scientists believe these dinosaurs actually look like, their true characteristics. That's what we have at our show.
Well, and I know you guys have been to Utah before with the Quest in past years, and these ones have been more of a walkthrough. But with the COVID pandemic coming up and everyone being a little bit more wary, a little bit wanting to be safer, it's actually developed into this drive-through. How is this a different experience compared to what visitors might have experienced in the past?
Sure. If you have visited Jurassic Quest before, it was an indoor experience. We had all our dinosaurs set up in the eras that they belonged in, and so people could walk in with their families and observe and see them move with lights inside a building. And then also we had different rides, activities for kids to do that reflected a lot like a children's museum, you know, so there's activities hand in hand. But due to COVID, we had to switch gears and we had to pivot, and we decided that we needed to put our dinosaurs outside where they actually belong and urge our customers to be safe inside their vehicles.
So I know you guys have put in some extra precautions to protect your guests as well as the dinosaurs. Can you tell us a little bit about the safety precautions you've put in place at this time as we're still in a pandemic?
Sure. I mean, the biggest thing is that we are drive-through, so you stay inside your cars, and we ask people to stay in their cars the whole time except at our designated bathrooms. Mm-hmm. And also, we ask our customers to keep a mask on, especially if their windows are down. We still would ask them to keep their mask on. But as far as our staff, everything is contactless, so you don't have to worry about COVID. So we just want to make sure it's a safe experience for everybody. Again, and we're happy to bring it because, like you said earlier, there hasn't been much to do for families, you know? So we're happy that we can bring a form of entertainment and education to people at this time.
Well, it looks like when you purchase your tickets at the website, you actually book a specific time as well, correct?
Yes, and that's why you cannot show up and buy tickets.
Okay, that's good to know. So everything is kind of spaced out and everything like that. That's good for us to know. So can you tell us a little bit about these dinosaurs that are on display? It sounded like before they were kind of set up in the different ages. How are they set up now?
We take you through a journey now, and that journey is narrated by, well, yours truly and four other Jurassic Quest friends and characters. And we tell you all about these dinosaurs as you go through. And not only dinosaurs, we also have prehistoric aquatic creatures as well. So they are not set up particularly in order, but we take you through that journey in time in each period that you do drive by. And we do it in a fun way. We hit it off with each other, of course, because we work well together. And so you'll hear that camaraderie in the narration when you listen to the audio tour while you drive through Jurassic Quest.
Oh, that's so neat. You know, this reminds me, I'm a huge Disney nerd, particularly Disneyland. It feels a little bit like the Jungle Cruise. We're going to go through and see different animals, and it sounds like there'll be some jokes and stuff going on as well.
Definitely, and that's the kind of experience. It's very lighthearted, it's educational, but then it's fun as well, so parents don't have to feel bad for, you know, paying for this event for their kids. They're actually taking something home as well. They're learning, and we believe that it excites them about all sciences, you know? Mm-hmm. So I think it's something that parents will really appreciate when they take their family to see these dinosaurs.
Well, everyone's been cooped up for so long. It's kind of nice to have a go outside, go do an event, go somewhere else to take care of that. That's awesome. Do you have a favorite dinosaur display within the drive-thru that's like your favorite?
Oh, there's a lot. But I guess, I mean, I'll name a few. I love our pack of Carnotaurus. Like, there's a pack of Carnotaurus, which is a very spiky dinosaur. Like, it's a predator. It's a carnivore. It's like a T-Rex, but it's got spikes all over it itself. And so they're tiny, tiny, tiny little arms. They have tinier arms than the T-Rex.
Yeah.
My favorite dinosaur is Ankylosaurus, who is like an armored tank, I would say. That's what he looks like. Mm-hmm. And he has a big tail. And I just think he's cool. I think he's my spirit animal, you know?
That's awesome.
Because it's like he's ready for anything. If times get tough, you want the Ankylosaurus on your side.
Is that the one that has like the like club on its tail?
Yes, it does.
Okay, and they found like a really cool fossil just a few years ago that was like you actually saw the scaling in skin tissue, not skin tissue,
yes,
but texture. That was really cool.
Are you a fan?
I am a dinosaur fan. As soon as I saw this article go up, I called your PR person so we can do this because I love dinosaurs.
Nice, awesome.
Well, you're also you're in Utah, and we love dinosaurs here. We have so many museums. We have so many national parks. We have Dinosaur National Monument. You know, and what's really interesting is, so you guys have the ocean ancient animals as well, correct? Is that a newer thing?
It's relatively new. It's our newest addition to our exhibit. So we do have ancient reptiles that you can see, like Leoplerodon, the magical Leoplerodon, and an ammonite, a huge ammonite, which I love.
That's the big swirly snail looking thing, correct?
Yes. Okay. Yes. And then also Megalodon, which is a 50-foot shark, which, you know, people love sharks. So this is a great feature when you go through our drive-thru.
Do you have any Utah raptors or velociraptors?
I was hoping you would ask me, and yes, we do. So we are excited to bring you the dinosaur that you've given to us. So, yeah, we do have Utah Raptors on display. Mm-hmm. So that will be a fun thing for people to see, especially here in Salt Lake City.
That's so cool. You know, Utah, we love our dinosaurs because of our unique geography. We have large amounts of undeveloped land. We support education in science. We have a plethora of fossils. And there's even areas in Utah where you can go see like the KT or the KBPG boundary where the extinction line. And we have so many museums and stuff. So what makes Jurassic Quest, this drive-through experience, something that Utah audiences would enjoy that's a little bit different than what we're used to seeing?
I think this is the perfect place for us to be, because I always say that Jurassic Quest is like when I've gone to a museum when I was younger, you always wonder. I mean, it's great to see the fossils and you're like, wow, it's something else. But you still wonder what it was like when they actually lived. And I think that's what we offer. It's like you don't have to stretch your imagination. It's right there in front of you. So when you drive through, you're hearing the sounds. You are literally transported back into time. And you don't have to wonder while you look at fossils. You can look at the real thing.
That's so cool. While you've been working with Jurassic Quest, do you have like any interesting stories about that magic that you've brought to people as you've traveled to their homes?
I mean, I think for me, traveling different cities, I mean, there's so many different cultures in the States, so many different foods, different things like that. Mm-hmm. But I'm always just as different as everybody is. I love that everybody loves dinosaurs. that unites us. And that one, when they see the baby dinosaurs, it's like usually the first thing people see when they come is one of our baby dinosaurs. Uh-huh. And they're just in love right away. Even the people that are like, oh, I'm just going for my kids, or I'm just going because so-and-so is really a dinosaur enthusiast. Once they meet our baby dinosaurs, everybody is sold and everybody's a fan. And so I love seeing those reactions for people who were just there for the ride become one of the biggest fans, you know, when they come through.
That's so cool. When looking at some of these photos on your website and that you've put out ahead of this, the Jurassic Quest has put out ahead of this, it looks like there's even some people carrying some baby dinosaurs around. Is that true, or is that an older thing?
Yeah, that's how you would see our baby dinosaurs. We have our dinosaur trainers that will walk and safely show you the dinosaurs from mm-hmm. a social distance, mm-hmm. but you can see the baby dinosaurs as you enter. So it's like one of the very first things you see before the magic starts.
Oh, that's neat. So it's not just mm-hmm. driving through. It looks like it's really interactive. It seems interesting. That's awesome. So speaking of interesting, what got you, Dino Dustin, interested in dinosaurs in the first place?
Well, I've always been a fan of dinosaurs since I was a kid. I mean, between all the movies and different things like that. But they also had like a little show when I was younger. Mm-hmm. It was like a sitcom of dinosaurs, which was just funny. And it's not accurate at all.
Is it the one on the Disney Channel with the puppets and not the mama? That one?
Uh-huh. That
yes.
one. Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So that was like, I remember that was like one of my earliest childhood memories. And it was just like, dinosaurs have always been cool. And then in school, it was just always cool to learn about. Mm-hmm. You know, and just how different the Earth was, you know, way back when. And so it's always been a thing for me, and all the dinosaur movies that, you know, ever come out, I'm always trying to see them. So, yeah, it was just fitting for me to be here. I've had my closest friends work alongside me. Mm-hmm. And so it's been great.
That's so great. Now, for our listeners, real quick, can you tell us once more where people can see these dinosaurs, how long you guys are going to be visiting us, and where they can get tickets?
We will be at the USANA Health Science Amphitheater, and you can get tickets at JurassicQuest.com, and you must get tickets online. You cannot show up on site to get tickets. You have to get tickets online. We'll be there April 23rd through May 9th, mm-hmm. And we are closed on Monday and Tuesdays. This is a very unique experience. I know myself, if I was a kid, I would have loved to see the dinosaurs. And so if you're looking for something to do with your family that's memorable, this is definitely it. And a way that we help you remember is at the end of your Jurassic Quest, we'll give you a free picture with some dinosaurs around your car to remember the experience. So I can't wait for everybody to enjoy this.
Oh, that's awesome. That just sounds magical and scientific all in one. Well, thank you so much, Dino Dustin, for joining us today. It's been great chatting with you a bit about dinosaurs. I look forward to seeing some of those raptors myself. And we're glad we're able to get you on last minute here. So it's been really great.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening to this episode of The Fan Effect, a KSL News Radio podcast. Beyond sci-fi, fantasy, gaming, and tech, we are excited to share with you our knowledge and arguments on everything pop culture and fandom. Based in the beautiful Beehive State, Fan Effect celebrates Utah's unique fan culture. We are excited to bring you local guests and local events. I am your host and producer, Kellyanne Halverson. Listen regularly on your favorite platform at kslnewsradio.com or on the KSL News Radio app. Do you have a fun idea or local fan culture topic you would like us to explore? Let us know by messaging our Facebook page at Fan Effect Show, where you can also get the latest nerdly updates and join the conversation. Follow us on Instagram at Fan Effect Show and Twitter at Fan Effect Show. Thanks again for listening, and we hope to have you back real soon for another episode of Fan Effect.
Two years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
There's desperation and anguish.
More than 80,000 Afghans have since arrived in America, but this story is still unfolding. I'm Andreas Martin. In my new podcast, Stranger Becomes Neighbor, we'll find out what happens to these new arrivals in our communities. Who would help our newest neighbors? Follow us at kslpodcast.com, Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.